Thank you for listening to the Diocese of Winchester podcast. These talks and reflections are designed to encourage and support our parishes and communities. To hear more, go to our website at winchester.anglican.org.
Hello, here I am in the deanery, in the inner close of the cathedral, and I'm glad to say that despite all the tremendously heavy rain we've had, spring has come to the close. After the Christmas market, we have to reseed all the lawns. And I'm glad to say that the grass seed, which was tucked up under blankets to protect it from the frost and from the birds, well, they've begun to germinate and grow. It's great to see the bright green again. Jesus often teaches using examples from the natural world and from farming. As we approach Holy Week and Easter, these words of Jesus from St. John's Gospel are hugely significant. He says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And we know when Jesus says these words that he's talking about himself, that like a grain of wheat, he will lay down his life and die in order to produce an abundant harvest, in order to give us fullness of life and abundance of life for all people who seek him and follow his ways. And Jesus does invite us to follow him in this way of service and self-sacrifice. For many years now, I've been helped on my journey through Lent and Holy Week to Easter by the work of artists who open my eyes and help me to see things and open my mind and my imagination to different ways of looking at things and different ways of seeing Jesus, new ways of understanding. Many churches have what's called Stations of the Cross, like this example showing Jesus falling under the weight of his cross. Worshippers follow Jesus' journey to Golgotha and the incidents along the route following the Stations of the Cross. And I've been particularly helped on my journey by the work of a German priest and artist, Father Sieger Koder. His work is always striking and also theological. This is his version of Christ falling. Koder's painting suggests that added to the weight of the physical wooden cross under which Jesus stumbles is the weight, the dark and heavy weight of human sin in different forms pressing down on him. And this striking image, another painting by Koder, is of Jesus' final fall. And when I look at this painting, it seems to me that Jesus is shown like a grain of wheat, fallen, held down, mingled with the dust of the earth. The grain gives itself up to germinate and grow, losing itself in the process of creating harvest. And in this painting, the sun shines and light falls on the face of him who is the light of the world. Jesus teaches that what we hang on to, we lose, but what we give away, we gain. In John's Gospel, people come to Philip, the disciple, and say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And I believe we're still challenged today to see Jesus, the one who suffers and is lifted up off the earth on the cross to die, and to see in his suffering and his death not disgrace, but to see rather the glory of God's love in our suffering Saviour. The great screen in Winchester Cathedral is a magnificent sight, and at the centre is the crucified Christ. I've seen people stand in front of this and cry. Perhaps they can see and feel how the cross connects with them. But not everyone reacts in this way. I remember a group of teenage boys seeing the cross and asking me, "How can you believe in a God who is so weak?" It takes the eyes of faith to see in the cross the glory of God, that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. This is God who loves us so much that he is prepared to suffer and die for us in our place. It takes the eyes of faith to see that God is love, love so powerful that it suffers and overcomes death itself, as we will celebrate on Easter Day. I hope that this Holy Week and Easter, we will each one of us be led to see Jesus more clearly and to understand that as we stumble and